Well, I know, what's the grass, yeah, the things that go through the grass?
It walk kind of something like that. Got a head on it, and it got three or four big legs and some small legs.
It's black.
And it, yeah, some of them black, some of them green. One of them hit my nephew in the face, and I told him he was going blind. That boy like it went crazy. He was scared, but I was just joking him. And the grasshopper like that, that's where that horse me. Now, what I want to tell you about that shingle, he got a paddle just like a man with a brake. And when he do that, this thing tighten down on that shingle, and he got a draw knife. And you talking about something pretty, that's what they had down there to get around. And then again, sometimes they just make bold. They got something they call a throat. It's about that long. Got a handle on it. You stick it there and you hit it with a mallet. And boy, that thing.
Mallet was kind of a hammer, kind of big.
It's something like, it's a wooden, let me see, how you call it? You don't call that a slug.
Hammer?
Yeah. Maul.
Yeah.
You see a small about like that. What they do, they cut a little tree, you know, skin it, and let it dry. And take a hog and put a hole in and put a handle in it. It's light. And you just put that thing, bow, man, you make 200-300 shingles in a little while. Now that's what they used to cover them house with. And us children used to pack them shingles up on top of the building.
On top of the roof?
Uh-huh, take that to play. I can go show you a barn right now. We always packing shingles up. Had about 6 or 7 men nailing shingles. And believe me, they make some fine roofs too. That's right. But it's bad on fire. When it get dry like that, with a little spark, you know.
Yeah.
Spark, look out. If you catch a fire, you just better get out of there. Because it's dry and it's cypress.
Yeah. Did you have a room up under the top of the house?
No, you just had the roof. Sometimes that thing sweat. Well, when they start to cover them with tin, you know that tin sweat? Fall all in your face, rust all through. One of them falls, my wife's face, she jumped out of the bed. I never will forget that. No, they ain't had that. They had a half, what you call it, attic up here. From the front, from the end of the shingle, to about, well, the end of the house, you know, inside the house. But they ain't had nothing up there.
Yeah.
No. Now, my brother-in-law, he told me, they came from this town, Baton Rouge. You hear talk of Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
A fireman parade. And that is long in March. And they got off at Island Station. I don't know how far they was from home, but it was snowing. And so they stopped to some of his people. So the people put him to bed. And he said he felt the next morning. The kibble was kind of heavy, you know. But he had his head covered. He always did cover his head. So when he threw the blanket back, he used to call me Tom. He said, Tom, everything was white. The blanket was full of snow in the house. I said, what are you doing? He said, he kept us warm, but my shoes got full of snow. I said, what you doing? He said, well, I sat outside the bed, you know, throw the kibble back. And then put the snow on, put his shoes. That's how bad them house was. Any little crack, that snow coming through, you see. I said, sure enough, Joe, he told me yes. I said, it's terrible. I'll tell you something. But you just don't imagine what it was here when I was about 7 years old. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I remember the time we used to hunt birds. With nigger shoot. You know what a nigger shoot is?
Uh-uh.
It's a rubber about that
one. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Something like a sling.
I've heard people.
What we do.
Well, they call them a different name.
That's what you call a nigger shoot.
They call that because white folks used to shoot black folks with it, didn't they?
Right. And let me tell you. We'll take that line and go back. When you get to the back,